Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens with the latest Limestone Coast news. A man set to front court over Sunday afternoon's Narra Court fire along Pistol Club Road. Karcha Rose Moss has more.
A 33-year-old man will be summoned to appear in court, charged with recklessly cause bushfire. The blaze is alleged to have destroyed numerous vehicles, sheds and fencing, and has burned through 5 hectares of land. Initial investigations suggest the fire started by the use of an angle grinder. Emergency services want to remind listeners of restrictions and obligations that apply during the fire danger period.
A day of total fire bans been declared for the upper and lower southeast of SA, as well as southwest Victoria. Listeners are urged to be prepared as a severe fire danger rating is in place. Residents urged to be wary of conditions and to check emergency services websites across the day. Wattle Range councillors will discuss a community petition tonight to reduce the Little Corella population in Tantanoola. Lee Giolo with the story.
Close to 50 disgruntled residents have signed a petition calling for action to be taken to rid their town of what they've labelled a nuisance. Measures they're recommending council take include creating a lethal trap and gas culling program for the Corellas, or using drones, lasers or electronic bird scaring devices.
And Mount Gambier City Council's holding its first council meeting of the year tonight. Topics being put before the chamber include a rotary proposal to install a bench at the Blue Lake, as well as a life-size statue paying reference to characters in the Ballad of the Blue Lake Bunyip. Councillors must also consider the fate of a proposed canopy above the Bee Green at the Mount Gambier Bowls Club and funding for both the Lions Brass Band Festival and the South East Animal Welfare League. A tense finish in the Country Basketball League women's competition as the Millicent Magic took down the Colac Cookers by 1 point. A crucial shot beyond the arc found the net with less than 2 minutes to play, putting Millicent 3 points up, enough to see off the challenge. The Magic then had a spell cast on them on Sunday, however, losing to the Portland Coasters 57-47. In the men's competition, the Mount Gambier Lakers raced away to their 5th win in a row, taking down the Ararat Redbacks 124-51.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.